Good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer. This is case number 118-0189 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Tori Bodigheimer. The time right now is about 1:15 in the afternoon. It is October 9th, 2018. I am noting for the record that no one has appeared on behalf of either party. And I'm now going to take a look at the file to see if any courtesy notice of a hearing was sent out. It does look like a notice of hearing, which has been marked Exhibit 3, was mailed out on Tuesday, September 25th, 2018, and was mailed to the appellant in addition to being provided to the City Bureau that ordered the tow of the Toyota RAV4, which is the subject of this appeal. I do not see any notice that this notice of hearing was returned by the Postal Service as undeliverable, and I'm now going to check in with the hearings clerk to see if the appellant has had any contact with our office.
We have not heard from the appellant.
Okay. It does appear that when I look at the address that the notice was sent to, it does appear to be identical to the address that was given in the tow hearing request form that was submitted by Ms. Bodigheimer. And the notice does state that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case, as well as the fact that hearings begin promptly. So it does appear that courtesy notice was provided to the parties as required by the hearings rules, and I will now go ahead and commence with the hearing. I'm admitting exhibits 1 through 8 into the record. Based upon the information submitted by the city, it looks like the vehicle was towed for being parked in violation of a temporary loading zone under City Code 1620-220B. There are some photographs submitted by the parking officer, and there's additionally some information from the parking officer that says signs are very clear, vehicle is parked in the middle of the loading dock door. The information from the appellant basically contests or argues that the signage in the surrounding area is unclear based upon three articulated points. The no parking towing zone sign was broken and faded, appeared old and irrelevant. Number two, there were 2 hour visiting parking signs in the zone. And three, the one no parking sign also said 30 minutes for trucks, making it seem as though only trucks couldn't park there. Additionally, the appellant states, I live downtown and park downtown every day with no prior tickets. I know to look for parking signs. This signage is unclear. So that is a summary of the most relevant information. I am going to reserve my decision until I issue a written order. I will describe in more detail what the photographs submitted by the parking officer depict, as it looks like my decision is going to turn on whether or not the temporary loading zone was conspicuously posted in order to justify a towing of the vehicle without prior notice. If either party disagrees with my decision, either party may appeal it by filing a writ of review with the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and I should have my decision out in a couple of weeks. The hearing is closed.